It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Senate is back in Washington this week, and one agenda item is a confirmation hearing for President Biden's nominee to head the Bureau of Land Management. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Tracy Stone Manning goes before the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee Tuesday morning. Colorado Democrat John Hickenlooper sits on the committee and met with Stone Manning Friday. The Montanan has a strong public lands background and support from both conservation and sporting groups, but energy groups have expressed concerns. She's also been critical of moving BLM headquarters to Grand Junction, an issue likely to come up during the hearing. The BLM hasn't had a confirmed leader since the Obama administration. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The U.S. and Mexico national soccer teams faced off at Mile High Stadium Sunday. Denverite's Kevin Beatty reports the city was alive with Mexican pride.
The Nations League finals won't start for hours, but the parking lot is already filling with tailgaters. There are a few American and Honduran flags around, but it's mostly a sea of red, white, and green. Mexico fans came from across the country and from around the corner. Miguel Cifuentes grew up in Denver.
People don't understand how big this thing is, man. It's unbelievable. And I'm just happy to have it in my backyard.
A big deal because of the rivalry between the American and Mexican teams. But there's something else.
World Cup 2026 is coming. We gotta shine tonight.
The U.S., Mexico, and Canada will host the tournament together. Cifuentes and a lot of people here hope their fervor will help Denver score some of those hallowed games. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Mexico won Sunday's game 1-0. Pueblo's wind turbine plant will soon have a new owner. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The Danish wind turbine company Vestas is selling its Pueblo plant to South Korea-based CS Wind. The Pueblo chieftain reports the move is in line with the company's goals to focus less on manufacturing turbines and more on energy. The change could lead to expansion at the Pueblo facility. CS Wind will likely take over the plant in August as the company's first entry in the U.S. market. No other Vestas facilities in Colorado are impacted by the change. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
In Pueblo, it's 66 degrees this morning. In Denver, 65. Highs along the Front Range will be in the 80s and 90s this afternoon. This is CPR News.